Who's there? Whoever you are, you should know I'm sick as shit and I can't do anything to defend myself. You can take whatever you want, just don't take the TV. Also, fair warning, my boyfriend is 8 feet tall and knows 5 different martial arts. He'll kick your ass. Oh. Are you a hallucination? You have to tell me if you are, that's the rule. If I ask, you have to tell the truth. No, wait. That's undercover cops. Hey, babe. What's up? How are you? Because I'm dying. Okay, you're a little smaller than 8 feet, and you don't know 5 martial arts, but... you know, you could take a burglar or two. Fight for me. Die for me. Oh. Do I seem out of it? Maybe it's because I'm laying here dying and watching a history on sneakers. Did you know the little plastic thing at the end of your shoelace is called an aglet? I can't change the channel. The remote fell off the bed and I'm too weak and sick to pick it up. Please help me. You're my only hope. Yes, please. Change the channel. Go to Netflix. I'll Netflix and rot. And I'm sorry for being grumpy. I'm just, you know, horribly sick. "28 days later? Haha, you're funny. Maybe I will turn into a zombie and eat your face. I'm sorry. The infected. I hope you can hear my disgust through how sick I am. I feel awful. If I ask you nicely, would you just knock me out? Seriously, I hate this. I'm absolutely miserable. And wait, what are you even doing here? Shouldn't you be at work? You took the day off? For me? Wow, that's actually really nice of you. Thanks. And you even brought groceries. You're the best. Any chance you can, like, wear a maid outfit for me while you serve me? Too much? I'm sorry. I'd love food, but no promises that I can keep it down. You brought cookies? I definitely won't be able to stomach that. Oh, you're gonna save them for later. That's sweet. Thanks, babe. Hey, where are you going? What are you... Whoa. Hey, why are you touching my feet, you weirdo? I swear, if you came to get your sick kicks, I'm gonna give you a sick kick. You're gonna massage my feet. Oh, that feels nice. Right there, mommy likes. Okay, fair enough. This is not the time to try and be sexy. I'll just shut up and let you massage my feet. So, in 28 days later, scientists give monkeys a virus to calm down their rage, but all it did was make them super angry. And then the monkeys went and bit some people, turning them into really angry people. I feel like there's a few problems with that. Like, what? N- No, give me a real zombie any day. Slow zombie superiority. Shaun of the Dead, baby. Hey. You want to know what would be funny? What if someone was roller skating and they got bit by a zombie? The zombie isn't smart enough to take off the skates, let alone use them, so they're just stuck on roller skates. Pretty funny, huh? Just tripping around and falling over, trying and failing to grab people. That's comedy. I think I'm losing my mind. Please say something before I look any lamer. What? Hey, no, don't kiss me. You'll get sick too, dummy. Oh, the food's ready. Oh, that looks so good. Yeah, I'd actually love some. Would you feed me, please? I really don't think I can move much. Oh. Ha ha ha. Very funny. Yeah, I get it. Ooh, here's the airplane. You're so funny. Don't make me tell you to punch yourself in the face. And you said you'd do anything for me today, so you'd have to. Oh, that's good. What's your secret ingredient? I have to know it. Love? Oh, cocaine is the secret ingredient. Well, I approve. 5 stars. Can I have some water, please? Thanks. Thanks for helping me. I know I told you I was fine and that I didn't need any help, but, that might have been a little not great. What? Me, prideful. I'm not. I'm the most humble woman you'll ever know, because I'm gonna kill the rest. Your ex-girlfriend, she's dead. Your first crush? Dead. The lady who wrote a smiley face on your drink at Starbucks, they'll never find her body. Okay, I'm a little possessive. I mean, none of my old boyfriends would take care of me like you're doing. They wouldn't massage my feet or feed me or cook for me. You're just really awesome, okay? Don't let it get to your head. Please, no victory dance. I actually want to hold this food down. I'm gonna puke on you. I swear to God, I will. Don't. Don't tempt me. I think I'm full, thanks. You know, you don't have to spend all day here. It's getting late, so you should probably... Wait, you're spending the night? No, that's okay, it's just, Are you sure? I bet you have better things to do than hanging around me. Oh, haha, you have to set up a quarantine and lock down the area. You're such a dork. Thanks, though, for staying. It's really nice to have you around as company. I think I'm kind of going crazy being all by myself. Your touch feels nice. Can I tell you something that I'm probably going to regret tomorrow? I really love it when you pet me. When you hold me. Just the feeling of your arms around me and squeezing me, it feels amazing. And when we kiss, I feel like, you know how people talk about there being a spark? When I kiss you, there's a freaking storm going through my whole body. It's amazing. You dick, I told you not to kiss me. Now you're gonna get sick. No, it doesn't matter if you kissed me on the forehead instead of my lips. But, I mean, if you're gonna be sick anyways, I guess we can kiss just one, two, or three more times. Please, no victory dance. I'm sick enough as is. I just wanted to say thanks for taking care of me. I'm not really used to people giving a shit about me, so thank you. I love you.